heard your podcast, and then he went back and heard the Grand Old Pod yesterday, and he's ready. He'll be loaded for bear. He'll have a lot of fun today.
I cannot wait to hear this. Now, I do. You are like, what's the wind speed of an African swallow?
It's not the wind speed. It's what's the laden or unladen weight of an African swallow or whatever, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You are a good variable because we could add old Dwayne versus skinny Dwayne. That's a 50-pound difference because of my PhD weightloss.com.
And I'm telling you, at 105 degrees in a car that already weighs at 2.5 tons because of the battery weight, you know what? It's going to impact the range over.
I want to know how much old Dwayne would be able to drive versus skinny Dwayne. I think it's probably 20 miles, 30 miles, don't you think?
It's probably, well, it depends. Is there a hill or is it flat land?
Well, what was,
if
you,
it's a
if
hill,
I had a producer.
If you got to lug old Dwayne up a hill.
If I had a producer, we would be able to play the African Swallow right now, but we don't have a producer.
864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900.
You know, a lot of people are actually doing my PhD weight loss because of you,
I encourage them to do so. And yeah. I've had lots of great stories from people that have signed up for this. But you
don't have the African swallow bit, do you?
Well, not while I'm talking to you, I don't.
If I had a board, like you promised me for a long time. So, okay, I want to go and read the Wall Street Journal thing to end today. Thank you, Generalissimo.
Yep.
AndrewandTodd.com, our other sponsor. And I told you last week that their business is picking up. And the reason is, for a while, no one's been taking out loans to buy a house because they expected home prices to fall. And now the sun's coming up on everyone, every age demographic. Home prices are not going to fall because we have too much pent-up demand and too many people. The first time ever that you've got a lot of the population with a 3% mortgage. First time ever. They're never selling that house. They're not going to. Until and unless mortgage rates go back down to 3.5. They might take a little bit of a hit. So if you are going to buy a house, you're going to have to buy it at 7%+. And I would recommend you do it with AndrewandTodd.com. I did my loan with Andrew and Todd when I moved to the West Coast, to the East Coast. Generalissimo did, members of my family have, lots of Salem people have, and the reason is very simple. They are lenders. Todd Avakian's been doing this forever. Andrew Del Rey has been doing this forever. If you call them at 888-888-1172, they'll walk you through it. 888-888-1172. 888-888-1172. AndrewandTodd.com. Because the home prices are not coming down. Supply is not going up. You are stuck. I'm sorry you missed the boat, but they will refi you if and when the loan comes down. Now, very quickly, Democrats start to panic about Biden. This is the Wall Street Journal this morning. This is the season of Democratic discontent. As the party and its media friends fret about President Biden's low standing in the polls, the questions to ask are what took them so long and what are they going to do about it? The freakout is on display. Yes, it is, because there's no way to improve this situation. It's not about whether or not the recession comes. It's not about whether or not people remember the Afghan fiasco. It's about the president's infirmity. It's not going to get better. He cannot do interviews. Just last week, on this day, a week ago today, I spent an hour and 10 minutes talking to the former president, Donald Trump. And with he had no idea what I was going to do. I had an outline. I went through it. And he had no idea. He is nimble. You might not like him, but you can't argue he's infirm.
You didn't ask him about the laden versus unladen weight of a swallow.
Listen, in order to maintain airspeed velocity, a swallow needs to beat its wings 43 times every second, right? Please! Am I right? I'm not interested.
We'll get to the bottom of this on the after show. I want to know how much further the EV with skinny Dwayne will go than the EV with old Dwayne. That's on the after show, the Grand Old Pub. But you got to...
You absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
We all know Joe Biden isn't getting the job done and too often is making things worse.
That's conservative business leader Doug Burgum, one of America's most successful governors. Raised with small-town values, Burgum built a billion-dollar company, creating thousands of jobs. As governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum cut taxes, balanced the budget, and helped pass term limits.
Where we come from, when something isn't working, you stop and you try something new. That's common sense. Joe Biden has got to go.
Yeah. As president, Doug Burgum will unleash American energy and end Biden's inflation. He'll secure the border to stop the flow of illegal drugs. And Burgum will rebuild our military to win the Cold War with China.
Do you believe that the economy, energy, and national security are critical to our nation's future? Remember, that's why I'm running for president.
Best of America Pact paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.bestofamericapact.com.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Here's a healthcare fact that will likely shock you. The average primary care doctor in the U.S. cares for thousands of patients. No wonder it takes weeks or even months to get an appointment. Most primary care doctors simply have more patients than they can possibly spend quality time with, leaving patients feeling frustrated and confused about their health concerns. It doesn't have to be this way. A better primary care experience is waiting for you. With fewer patients, appointments that last as long as needed, and true one-on-one focus from your dedicated doctor. Best of all, it's available right now in Las Vegas with MDVIP. Just go to mdvip.com/join to get started today. MDVIP patients also have better control of chronic conditions such as diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Go to mdvip.com/join and experience the MDVIP difference for yourself with same or next day appointments and 24/7 doctor availability. Go to mdvip.com/join. That's mdvip.com/join.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Couple of U.S. adversaries play Let's Make a Deal.
After decades of hot and cold relations, Russia and North Korea are getting closer since the Ukraine invasion, and Kim Jong-un's now in Russia, expected to ask for financial aid and military technology in exchange for munitions such as artillery shells and rockets. Political science professor James D.J. Brown says there's likely to be a deal between the two countries.
I would expect that there would be some agreement for North Korea to provide artillery shells, but from the Russian side, I think that it would be more likely that food, energy will be provided.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukraine's military reporting some progress, rolling back the Russian onslaught. Kiev's forces say they have retaken strategic Black Sea gas and oil drilling platforms long held by the Russians.
The military says it was also making gains in occupied areas near Bakhmut. That's a city in eastern Ukraine that was left in ruins after the war's longest and deadliest fighting. Ukraine says the recapture of the Boyko Towers platforms that Russia seized in 2015 provides a foothold toward taking back Crimea.
Correspondent Jeremy House, interesting take on the legal assault on former President Trump. The assessment offered by none other than Vladimir Putin. He tells the Eastern Economic Forum the criminal cases against Mr. Trump are politically motivated and expose the rot of corruption within the U.S. political establishment. Regardless of who the next president is, Putin says he doesn't expect U.S.-Russia relations to improve. Police in Pennsylvania say escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante, the target of a manhunt northwest of Philadelphia, is now armed and has ammo that he stole from a homeowner last night. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 34 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a battle for our nation going on right now. The question is, who will lead it? Get answers as the Real Life Network televises the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit September 15th and 16th with former President Donald J. Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis discussing what it'll take for America to get back to greatness. Along with a host of conservative leaders like All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Dr. Ben Carson, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and more. Go to reallifenetwork.com now to sign up for free. On the Real Life Network, the gospel is never censored by big tech or the government, with faith-based content, family entertainment, and new shows released weekly. Watch on any device, anywhere, anytime. Don't miss Pray, Vote, Stand, a free online event with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and other conservative leaders, September 15th and 16th, available at reallifenetwork.com.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. MGM Resorts properties across the country spent the day yesterday trying to recover from a major cybersecurity issue that impacted credit card transactions and other computer systems in its hotel casinos. Company officials say that there were systems in place to operate and serve guests manually during the computer system disruption. The latest incident, the second cybersecurity issue to hit that gaming giant in 4 years. Back in February of 2020, MGM confirmed its cloud server had been hacked during the summer of 2019 with some guest information being stolen. Refinery snags being blamed for the recent jump in gas prices here in Las Vegas and the West Coast. Las Vegas gas prices up more than 11 cents over the past week. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in Clark County yesterday was $4.58. Energy experts at GasBuddy.com say some relief could be coming this weekend when the country switches back to that cheaper winter blend of gasoline. The Vegas Loop getting ready to add another link to the Las Vegas Convention Center. Officials with Elon Musk's Boring Company have applied for a commercial building permit to add a link to the Strat. Work is already underway on a link to the Westgate and Encore from the Convention Center. At full build-out, 81 stations will be located up and down the Strip in downtown Las Vegas, and as well as other points of interest like Allegiant Stadium and UNLV. Hockey fans, if you want a closer look at the Stanley Cup, you get one more chance this week. It'll happen in the Golden Knights Rookie Camp Tournament. The Cup will be on display at the Dollar Loan Center this Friday evening from 5 to 6:45, just before the 7 o'clock game against the Anaheim Ducks. Player visits for the Stanley Cup have wrapped up after a journey that included four countries, seven Canadian provinces, and 10 U.S. states. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet,
located on 215 and South Rainbow,
home of the...
We're starting off in bad shape here on I-15 through the Resort Corridor. The accident is on I-15 southbound between Flamingo and Spring Mountain. Left side of the freeway is blocked. You want to stay to the middle or the right lanes. It looks like two of those left lanes are not available. 15 southbound, again, between Flamingo and Spring Mountain. Braking starts back at Charleston already. On the east side of town, an accident on Flamingo eastbound after 95. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 o'clock this morning. Otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 96. It's 82 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Time is running out. Number three.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, September 12th. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock, our brand new hour, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I must admit, I don't know what to do. We've seen a recent surge in COVID cases as a guy that has tested positive twice and survived. I'm at loggerheads now because I don't know who to believe. I don't know what the next step should be. There's talk that we're going to end up with masks in our schools, maybe masks in the workplace. We just don't know. How do we treat it? That's the other question. And that's why we've asked Dr. Pierre Corey to join us, pulmonary and critical care medicine specialist and the author of the new book, The War on Ivermectin. Dr. Corey, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Thanks.
I don't know who to believe. I'll be honest with you. There are differing opinions on what is going to happen next. You've seen the surge just in the last few weeks. What do you make of it?
And much ado about nothing. I mean, COVID's been around. It's going to be around. It's going to be variants. This variant's no worse than any other. I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I mean, what you're witnessing is essentially at its root, it's an advertising campaign to boost vaccine sales. I mean, the last booster, the uptake was around 17%. They've plummeted. No one's interested in these vaccines. They don't work. Their toxicity is off the charts. And, you know, they're trying to shore up that vaccine market. And so what do? They instill fear. They overhype the variants. You know, they start threatening masks. They're trying to instill this, you know, this pandemic, emergency state again. And it's so deplorably transparent. I mean, you're talking about a mild variant. I mean, it's a really bad head cold for most, maybe a little bit more severe for some. I have to mention that it's easily treatable. We have lots of early treatment options. Ivermectin is one of them. Hydroxychloroquine is another. And so, I mean, I think your listeners just have to understand at this point in the pandemic, we've been lied to repeatedly. Almost everything they've said have then very quickly proven to be not true, inaccurate, misleading, and essentially manipulative. And so we have to stop listening to these mouthpieces in government who are controlled by pharma.
Big pharma and health agencies have cried, don't take ivermectin. What do they have against ivermectin?
Everything. Ivermectin threatens the entire pandemic response, right? So not only the emergency use authorizations for the vaccines would have been disallowed if ivermectin had been shown and accepted to be effective, but it also threatened the markets for their patented pipeline drugs like molnupiravir and Paxlovid and monoclonal antibodies. I mean, you're talking about a market north of $100 billion that opened up overnight with the pandemic. And there were two drugs, really, that threatened them. You know, I wrote the book, The War on Ivermectin, but some of my colleagues could have easily written the book, The War on Hydroxychloroquine, because it was the same war just 1 year earlier. They had to attack any cheap, available, repurposed FDA-approved drug because the whole thing would have collapsed. And the book that I wrote, which is The War on Ivermectin, you know, although it is about ivermectin, I want people to understand it's really emblematic of a decades-long war on off-patent medicines. I mean, the entire Achilles heel of the pharmaceutical industry is off-patent medicines. They can't sell their new wares, their patented, exorbitantly expensive medicines that are barely tested, that they foist upon the American public, and they have to destroy the idea that any of the older drugs that can be repurposed. And so, I mean, it's standard operating procedure, and that's what I wanted to come out of this book. I want people to understand how they practice disinformation to get you to believe things that are not true, right? This whole thing that ivermectin is a horse dewormer and that it's ineffective and the large high-quality trials showed it didn't work. I mean, those large, high-quality trials were completely fraudulent. They were done by pharma-funded investigators. But it's wickedly effective. I mean, I would say not the majority of the country, but a slight majority of the country believes that ivermectin is ineffective. I think, you know, through our work, my work with my nonprofit, we've been able to disseminate all the evidence for ivermectin, and I think maybe 30% of the country knows that it's effective. But, you know, we're up against a whole media machine and government agencies that are controlled by pharma that want to convince you otherwise.
Okay, big pharma, I understand. There's a profit motive involved. What does big government have at stake in this argument?
Well, I maintain that the government is under a state of severe, historically unprecedented regulatory capture. So I don't separate a government and pharma. I mean, if you just look at the health agencies, right, how pharma controls them, I mean, one of the probably the most powerful lever they have is the revolving door. So anyone who gets to leadership in those health agencies, every action they take is being watched by pharma. If they take an action where they don't approve or vote for a drug that pharma wants, good luck trying to get a job after you leave government. And all of those government officials, and you've seen this, there's dozens of examples of FDA commissioners who then join boards or get these plum positions in these pharmaceutical companies with what are called golden parachutes. They get amazing pension plans and ridiculous salaries for the work they did when they worked for government. And that revolving door is probably the biggest one. And then the other one is the fact that they, I mean, pharma has massive funds to buy lobbyists, lawyers, to get legislation passed. I mean, you know, when Paxlovid trial supposedly showed efficacy, within one day, the government had spent like $1.3 billion buying Paxlovid. I mean, it's really, we have to understand what regulatory capture means and how it plays out in real life.
I want to ask you about an organization, the Alliance Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. What is it? What does it do?
Yeah, so that's my nonprofit. We came together in April of 2020 with the sole mission of developing and disseminating the most effective treatment protocols for COVID. In April, we put out our first hospital treatment protocol. Every element on there still stands today as proven effective. In fact, corticosteroids, when we put it on our hospital protocol in April 2020, we did that when every national and international healthcare agency advised against its use. 2 months later, it became standard of care worldwide. We also have early treatment protocols, prevention protocols, and what we're working on most now is the treatment of vaccine injury and long COVID. And that's what we do. I mean, we're expert physicians, some of the most highly published physicians in our specialties, and we've put out good protocols, and I think we've saved millions of lives across the world. Our protocols are well known in other countries, other continents, and, you know, we don't have conflicts of interest. We're researchers and clinicians. We know how to treat this disease. We've studied it deeply, and we've put forth what we found and what we recommend for treatment, and we stand by that.
Why is the media involved in this, and why has the media essentially made ivermectin a bad word, a dirty word?
Well, it's all part of the disinformation campaign. So my book is really structured around an article called The Disinformation Playbook, which was written by the Union for Concerned Scientists back in 2017. And it outlines the five tactics that industries use when science emerges that's inconvenient to their interests. And disinformation tactics were actually pioneered by the tobacco industry in the 1950s by a PR firm that they hired. And they practiced disinformation for 50 years, trying to get us to be convinced that cigarettes weren't that bad for your health. But those tactics that were pioneered by big tobacco, they've been adopted by literally every industry on earth. So coal and gas, agriculture, pharma, and I would say pharma is the most skilled. And one of the greatest tactics is their control of the media, right? So they employ what I call propaganda. The way I define it is propaganda is a story or a message to get you to think or act in a certain way. And when they just hammer home headline after headline, horse dewormer, horse dewormer, horse dewormer, they get most of the population to believe that it's an incredible drug that only fringe quack, anti-vaxxer, right-wing doctors believe is effective. And I've never heard of anything more absurd, but it's wickedly effective. And I'm sure you know about the consolidation control of media organizations. Now, it's literally owned by five companies that are generally controlled by, like, BlackRock and Vanguard. And you can see the synchronicity and the coordination of their messaging. And, you know, I have a chapter in my book called The Horse Dewormer PR Campaign. It was a PR campaign. I dissect it. It was chronologically rolled out. It started with CDC memos and bulletins, and then it was followed by weeks of late-night talk show hosts, daytime newscasters, newspaper headlines, horse dewormer, horse dewormer, horse dewormer. And if you remember, Joe Rogan got COVID right in the middle of that PR campaign. And boy, did that they turn that on him. And they tried to make him appear as uncredible and as ridiculous as they could. And again, it's disinformation. It's getting you to think or act in a certain way. They don't want you to look for ivermectin. They don't want you to believe that ivermectin works. And I got to tell you, it's wickedly effective because it convinced a lot of Americans not to take a really cheap, safe, and widely available drug to save their lives.
Again, Dr. Pierre Corey joining us. The book, The War on Ivermectin. If your best friend or somebody you're close to tested positive right now today, would you recommend ivermectin?
100%. I treat right now. I have a practice, a private practice. I treat patients in all 50 states via telehealth, and my standard protocol right now is a combination of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, along with some nutraceuticals, povidone iodine nasal sprays, which are viricidal. They kill the virus in your nasal carriage and throat. And my patients get better very quickly. Nobody goes to the hospital. Nobody dies. They haven't died on me throughout the whole pandemic. And that's why it's really hard for me to walk around society and see everything going on. I mean, I know this is an easily treatable disease. Again, my patients do so well, and yet I have to see constant hysteria and fear-mongering, and you know, they throw the cases and the hospitalizations and the deaths at you, making you think that this is some deadly disease that you need to protect yourself by wearing, you know, masks and getting these insanely ineffective and toxic vaccines. It's absurd. We're living in an absolute absurd time in history. I've never could have imagined we'd live in this time, and seeing how society and the institutions of our society have been captured, and that they're literally all practicing disinformation. And it's one of the saddest things I've had to witness. This is America, the United States of America, and our government is literally working against us.
In addition to buying your book, The War on Ivermectin, what is there that consumers should do in order to be better informed and maybe not get caught up? I mean, I'm one of those we report, you decide sort of guys, but I sometimes don't know what to believe. What should consumers be doing right now? How do they check this out?
Well, in general, I advise people to seek out sources that have no conflicts of interest. And that's very hard to do now because most physicians work for health systems. That is a conflict of interest. They cannot speak openly and objectively. And so I'm going to say, you go to my nonprofit, right? We're a nonprofit organization. We don't sell ivermectin. We don't sell any medicines. All we do medical education. We provide guidance, and that's flccc.net. You go to protocols. We have protocols for any number of illnesses, especially COVID in all of its phases. And I would go there and follow that guidance. And we have a number of items on our protocols that are over-the-counter. You can buy them. They're nutraceuticals and supplements that have clinical trials evidence to support their efficacy. And so if you want good, sound guidance that's free of conflicts of interest and know how to protect yourself and treat the disease, you go to flccc.net.
Can I go to Walgreens? Can I go to CVS, other drug places? Can I get that on the open market, or does it have to be prescribed by a doctor?
So, interestingly, in most states, you cannot get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine without a prescription. However, due to the advocacy of myself, my organization, a bill was passed in Tennessee which made it over-the-counter. And there are pharmacies in Tennessee which will ship to all 50 states, and you do not need a prescription to get it from there.
Dr. Corey, fascinating stuff. Thank you for the work that you do. If folks want to reach out to you again, one more time, the nonprofit and how people can get to you.
It's flccc.net. And then if they need personal treatment for whatever illness, especially COVID or long COVID, or they can go to my private practice, which is drpierrecorey.com. That's K-O-R-Y. And we'd be happy to treat you via telehealth, all 50 states.
Dr. Corey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll check back with you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Dr. Pierre Corey, the book, The War on Ivermectin. And it is fascinating that everybody seems to have their hand in the kitty here. And can I just tell you, I still don't know who to believe. You know, obviously Dr. Corey wants to sell more books. I understand that. But they always say follow the science. Well, the science is real confusing. I mean, it really honestly is. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're moving